Cormac, good morning. We don't have news, Mr. President, but I've had one bright idea. If you're getting near a clear-cut judgment in your own mind as to who you want, why don't you just blitz that and tell the cabinet and tell the leadership and tell the press all in an hour and a half between now and the weekend?
Well, I think there are two things. There's an advantage to it because...
That ends it.
Well, it may not. Everybody that's left out concentrates their attentions on the fellow's deficiencies, and the party men go to hitting at it. And
everybody who comes to those meetings is going to say yes, right like that, and they're all on record.
You mean the cabinet meeting?
Cabinet, and later you could have the entire membership of the House and Senate, and they would affirm right there.
I don't know what the delegates think about your doing that before they even get to a convention.
You know more about that than I do, but...
They feel like they're kind of left out if you don't counsel with them. And
suppose you ask the chairman of delegations to Washington.
Well, you'd be having a pre-convention without the delegates thought.
This is going to come out before the convention, and it's going to be a decision before.
It's going to be coming out all over the place, it's a question of whether it comes out as sources say and people believe and they're confident and so forth, or whether they just say, well, he's a dictator.
He can't possibly be as much of a dictator as that little man was in his hotel room 2 weeks ago.
No, but this is 2 weeks before the convention, or 3 weeks. The advantages and disadvantages,
right.
It puts that man up where everybody shoots at him, and let's assume that it's somebody that your friend doesn't like. He enlists their sympathy and gets them to working together. Let's assume that it's somebody that the Catholics don't like, and they get busy on it. And let's assume it's somebody that the Midwesterners don't like. They get busy on it, and then you put everybody, the 10 potentials against the one name.
Except
and
once your decision is made, the game is over.
Well, I think that's pretty well, but I thought I made it clear yesterday it's made.
That I think is over. I think, though, that there is more. I don't think you're going to get a brush fire. I think you're going to get... The other advantage of making a decision now is that people can go on about the other business that has to be done, and there's plenty of it.
If I don't hear from him by noon today, I will have think...
He's cooking?
They're putting out stories. I guess you saw the Evans-Novak story this morning.
I did.
And that's disloyalty, Mac. That's pure disloyalty. And it's not true. And these boys don't know what we got. We got a coordinator in every state. We've got committees appointed every place. We know pretty well what we want to do. We do have a slot for Larry and a slot for the general and a slot for Kenny, but it's just not true that we're far ahead of where Kennedy was this time. We've got every man he had over at that convention, Dick McGuire over at the committee, John Bailey, all the group, and they oughtn't be chewing us from the inside, but they're doing it, and I don't know what I can do about it, but I thought I'd wait until noon, and if I didn't hear by noon, I'd say, now, I want to do this thing for your interest, but it's all over the place, and if you're not going to do it, well, I'm going to have to do it, because I don't think I can sit here and let him just bring about a fence. I've got people that tell me they want to go to work, but they're not going until I tell them that it's not going to be so.
I know that.
I'm going to release them and tell them to go on. And I would rather not have them say that I have made a decision. I'd rather him make a decision. Do you have the feeling that he doesn't want to say that he wants me to say that...
That's what he said yesterday, but I haven't talked to
him
today.
He wants me to say that I'm not going to give it to him?
I don't know. That was what he said yesterday. I said to him, that's not in your interest, and that's not in the party interest, and it kind of looks as if you had to be headed off. And he said, well, I don't want my people who've been urging me to say that I don't want to go to them and look as if I'd changed my mind. Well, I didn't say to him then, because he was in an edgy mood, that that's nonsense. And anyway, that isn't generally the way to persuade somebody. But that was the smokescreen he had up yesterday.
Now, was he itchy with you right after the meeting?
No, fine then. He sounded edgier later in the afternoon. Mm. Fine right after the meeting. Very cool. And very straightforward, and no problem. No problem. I don't...
Did you get any reading on it last night?
Not a syllable. Joe's idea is that you should nominate McNamara with Bobby as his nominator. I just listened to that. He isn't even as sore on North Vietnam as he used to be. No, he's in a very good mood. That's no problem. I think the only
What does Joe think about Humphrey?
I didn't ask him. I didn't want to get too near the bone there. He didn't say anything against him. But he was, what he said was that you had a tremendous opportunity with businessmen and with conservatives, with Republicans who'd like a good excuse, and that Bob would do both of those things. He went on to say you'd have to keep him home during the campaign, but that anyway, you were going to be the campaign. He's actually been sick 10 days and has missed a good deal of the pulling and feeling and thinking of the last week or so. I don't think he has any idea how many of the sensible businessmen have a pretty high opinion of Hubert, too. But
I believe the liberals, and I believe the Negroes, and I believe the labor folks, and I believe the bosses. But just from what they've said to me, just would
well, Joe is aware of that,
I think they would revolt to try to cram Bob down their throat.
Well, I said that. I said to him that I'd heard that, and didn't he think so? He said, oh, yes, they're ferocious, but they'd have to do what Bobby told them to, which I don't think is quite so.
Well, they're not on other things, they tell me.
Exactly.
They don't have to do it what he wants them to do for him.
Anyway, a man convinced against his will isn't what you want in a campaign. That isn't going to do the trick for you.
McNamara much prefers to do what he's doing, doesn't he?
Much prefers it. At least, unless he's just... The violence with which he said it to me, that he wouldn't accept the idea that if you saw it coming, he'd have to tell you to head it off. It didn't sound like make-believe to me. Another reason for saying that you're in a position to move instantly if your choice is Hubert is there's nobody else you have to tell why you're not picking him. You don't have to tell Bob because he doesn't want it. There's nobody else of that stature. So you've done that. You're ready now whenever you want to go.
Well, I've told them to find out his attitude on Hubert.
Told who?
Ken.
I think you'll find that if he can't have who he wants, that this is his next best idea. That's my guess.
Well,
I think you ought to talk to Ken. I think the Ken is the man to whom you ought to say that you think it's time you began to get an answer. I think it's better for him to get that from Kenny than it is to get it from me or from Bob.
Why don't you take a reading on Bob sometime this morning, see if he picked up anything last night or this morning.
Well.
I need to see John Steele and Hugh Seide on Vietnam this weekend.
You want to talk in paper, or have you got everything you need?
And I want to talk in paper. I want to see what you think.
Are you doing a press conference or not?
I haven't decided, and I haven't seen what's written. If they'll put it on my desk, I'll try to see it, sir.
I've sent some to you, and I've sent the copies to George.
All right.